Lemaire, wait, you gotta tell him how you
I'm sorry,
Lemaire. Why does Lemaire, fib?
No, I was saying he is in a distorted documentary.
But you went to jiu-jitsu yesterday, right?
Yeah, I went to 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu.
Yes.
It was pretty fun. I saw Justin Gaethje there. I had to act like I didn't see him.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
really?
It was pretty cool. Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck.
Seeing Gaethje is neat.
Yeah.
And then especially you get to train in front of him.
Yeah.
Did you turn on Jets?
No. He was on the other side. He was kickboxing. So
fuck. You should have got over there, dude. And fucking said, what's good, dude? What's good, Gaethje? Say, you're the real BMF.
Yeah.
You're the black motherfucker.
The real BMF.
What are you doing there?
Was that
your first time?
Yeah, at this gym. It was just basically like training, rolling and stuff. Yeah, I didn't know anything.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, I was delighted upon your arrival when you came back, because before you left, the confidence through the roof.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to 10th Planet, and then I walk outside, he's smoking a blunt. And I was like, Lemaire, you can't smoke a blunt before your big training. And he was like, here's what's going to happen. He goes, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go in there. They're going to put me in a beginner's class. I'm going to fucking tap like two or three people. They're going to move me up to the thing. They're going to go, you're actually a white belt or maybe even a blue belt. You said those exact words.
I didn't say
words.
I would tap
you said
everybody.
One strike.
I said I tap
You told
one
me
guy.
You were going to tap a couple
I said,
people.
I said I tap one guy.
You said you were going to I'm going to tap one or two people.
I'd get one guy.
You said one or two.
I said one guy. I said
you
one
said
guy.
One or two. I'm certain of it.
No, dude, one guy. It was for sure one guy.
Did you end up catching a body?
No bodies, dude.
Zero bodies.
But
were
they
you
had
caught?
I got caught at the end of each like round, though. Like there was like 10 seconds left, and I'm like, "Fuck it, dude, I'm tired."
You tapping with 10 seconds?
I didn't even know. I didn't know. I was just not breathing. There was times I was like, "I can't fucking breathe right now," and I had to just like, "Yeah."
That's a reason to tap, though.
Yeah. I didn't tap when
just
I couldn't fucking
yourself,
breathe.
Just tap yourself, like, I'm out.
Yeah, just I'm jogging. Out. Yeah.
I tried to tap before it started to, like, hurt for real. You know, like the...
I know what you mean, yeah. Lemaire, I know you talk about it, but I am a one-strike white belt.
Yeah.
If you surpass me, then you can do security detail for me.
Can I buy a day pass to wrestle you tomorrow?
Get our asses kicked.
Can we just go in there and wrestle each other? I want to wrestle you.
Lemaire is nasty. Lemaire,
is he scrappy?
He'll fuck you up.
And wrestle.
I mean, dude, we can move the table right now.
John is kind. Lemaire is strong, but also he would wrestle the fuck out of you.
Does he have experience?
Dude, we can move the table right now.
Failed out of like three different. he's tried three different jiu-jitsu trials.
Did you ever get tech fault by your own best friend in grade school?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I got tech fault.
Oh wait, you wrestled?
Yeah, I got some experience.
Ooh, he's got some actual experience.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
I don't have any. I did wrestling for a week and I quit.
I'm here for a few days. I think we should get on the mat.
You guys should.
Whoa. John with some scary confidence here.
We got to bring Greco-Roman back, dude. This Brazilian bullshit's been taking over the wrestling scene. We got to take
back
none
of that Brazilian shit.
I think it is. I think the jiu-jitsu stuff's getting dominated a little. Dude. The Spanish. Fucking white Muslims have saved us. They're just mauling these fucking Brazilian dudes. It used to be scary when you saw a Brazilian coming out of the tunnel. Now it's...
Oh, yeah.
Those guys just get tossed around a little.
Yeah, yesterday's Cajun.
What's that?
Yesterday's Cajun.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's Portuguese.
I know.
But, yeah, they're not really... They're not as scary anymore.
They're not as scary.
The Gracies were scary. And then it's... Yeah, they really...
Yeah, because they were the only ones that knew what the fuck they were doing.
And then the dudes came down from the Caucasus
Mountains.
And then
the Caucasus Mountains came down and... Yeah. Started butt fucking everybody. Now we need Bo Nichols to save us. We need a white hero.
True.
Just a good Christian white.
We do.
None of these fucking Muslim whites. You know what I mean, John?
Do you think I could take Lemaire?
Dude, I'm telling you, it'd be.
I don't know, man.
Although you're a dad now, you do have. He has dad strength.
It just happens, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't tested it, but I'm assuming I can lift a car now.
I think both of you, the endurance is going to be an issue.
Yeah. We're going to have to take 5-minute breaks between 1-minute rounds for sure.
If we move this table, you guys could get into Greco-Roman positioning and just do like a quick drill. Like
I'll have to unzip my pants into shorts.
Would you actually be open to something like that? Because I would never.
On this?
If I was on a podcast, I would never do that.
No.
But you would be, would you consider it?
Here.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
This has to be in a sanctioned, we need a ref.
I hear you.
I need points. I need a guy.
Yeah, Gardini can
Gardini
ref.
Gardini knows the game.
Yeah, I can ref for you guys if you want to wrestle right now.
Yeah, he was a wrestler in high
school. You think I can take him?
Mm.
I think Gardini's good at wrestling.
I know, but I have 100 pounds on him.
I'll give you that. What's your experience with wrestling?
Up to seventh grade.
Oh, no. God, oh, God. John.
I still recall a lot of the moves.
True. The fight's still in you.
Yeah, it's muscle memory,
Guard
dude.
Dog, tell him what song you used to walk out onto the mat to. That'll strike fear.
I used to walk out to Ain't No Grave by Johnny Cash.
Damn, they didn't even let me have music when I walked out.
Well, true.
You got to earn it.
They actually turned the lights out and everybody left.
I like the fight in you, though.
Oh, yeah, the confidence. The
mayor, yeah.
I think I could. How much you weigh?
We might have to do a Hell in the Cell right here.
I know. My weight will not be an advantage with LeMaire, so I'll need to use my cunning and my wrestling memory. Do I have enough cunning?
LeMaire, are you sore right now, though, from yesterday's?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might get him now. Sore. He's recovering.
All right, dude. Yeah. Tomorrow's the day, then. I'm going to that gym with you.
10th Planet.
Yeah, will they let a guy like me walk in there?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Give them
you, fucking you let LeMaire walk in.
If you tell me of a score to settle with LeMaire, don't for sure.
All right.
LeMaire, I would love to see you. Oh, man, that would have been so fun to see you in there.
Dude, it wasn't that bad.
No, I know, but like taking instructions. Oh. Like, yes.
That's
yes,
sir. Yeah. Yes. That doesn't seem like something you would do. He seems not the kind of guy that would just go to a gym by himself and start feeling up guys.
This is exactly who LeMaire is.
That's awesome.
He would go, I can do that. I'm going to do that. And then he'll come home and go, I'm never going to do that.
I got
too
high.
But he does try. He gives it a try. Do you think you're ever going to go back?
Yeah, I got to go back. I got one more free trial on Thursday.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Thursday's the day.
Okay.
I'll start my free trial on Thursday.
Dude, it was too expensive. They don't know this. It's too expensive for me.
But it's too expensive for me too. I'm a day pass guy.
How much is it a month? How much is it a month?
It was like for unlimited. It was like $210 a month. It's brutal.
If you talk like this, somebody's gonna listen to this and give you free jujitsu in Austin.
You might get a scholarship, okay, dude.
You might get a motherfucking scholarship.
Jujitsu scholarship.
I would love a jujitsu scholarship.
I don't know if I want you doing this. The confidence is already too high. If you actually have a day of training behind you, you're going to be like, yeah, I'm the best.
No way, dude. I'm going to be humble.
It already came out in your UFC 5. You were good. Me and him played. You could tell he had some training. He knew what he was doing.
Is he learning most of his shit from the video game?
I don't think he's learned anything other than from video games. I swear to God. I don't think he was good in school. I don't think he's read a book.
You think he's a creative player?
LeMaire is somebody's creative player, for sure. That is what I make my creative players look like. I make LeMaire in almost every UFC game.
Yeah.
It's an easy character to make.
True. Dokala, have you been playing a lot of video games?
No, I haven't played video games in years.
Really?
Yeah, do you play video games?
No. What do you do in your spare time?
I look at my phone for 8 hours a day.
Nice. Nice.
And then I sleep for 9 hours a day.
That's
and
awesome.
And I hold a baby for a couple hours.
Nice.
It's a fucking chill ass time.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. I was thinking about getting back into video games, though.
Really?
I'll tell you, you get a little older. They're not as... I mean, I try. You saw me yesterday. I was trying my hardest. I'm trying to get into the games like I used to, and I don't have it. FIFA was good the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's hard not playing against another person. I get like weird on the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be... I still think UFC is the most
UFC
fun.
Against somebody
UFC
else.
UFC against someone is the most fun you can possibly have. I could play for 12 hours.
It is enjoyable. But it's a very nice time.
I think the learning curve would be too long for me to figure that game out.
UFC? We can play in the
you
middle.
You can do it.
I love Fresh Blood, dude.
The Vidges, I slowed down, and now I was forced to Netflix documentaries.
That's actually better.
It actually worked out. That was fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watched 6 hours of the same thing in less than 12 hours.
I watched it back to back, dude. Yeah. American.
Pretty depressing
American
stuff.
Nightmares.
That was great.
Yeah, that was really good.
I was fully sucked in.
Yeah.
Because every time I see one of those, I'm like, 6 hours. I'm like, I'm never finishing that. Three, they're hitting that on a sweet spot.
45 minutes too. Yeah,
exactly.
That was.
It's about time they took the fucking fluff out of those things.
Seriously,
it'd be like fucking 6 hours.
Full episodes on.
Like
fluff.
We said again. Well, and it's just like, dude, just tell me what the fuck happened, please.
We started watching one of my favorites, The Devil Next Door.
Mm-hmm.
The one about the Ukrainian, he was an immigrant who worked in the Ford factory in Cleveland. And then out of nowhere, people were like, you look like the fucking guy from Treblinka. You look like the guy. Yeah, it's so funny.
He's a Ukrainian guy?
Yeah, he just gets falsely, well, who knows? I don't know if it was false.
He just gets
randomly accused of being
a Nazi.
An SS, like, butcher. Ivan the Terrible, that was, like, the worst SS officer.
What?
I love the idea of a guy being an auto worker and someone being like, are you an SS worker?
How old?
And
him being like, what decade was that?
No. No, I am not.
The guy listened, your coworker listened to one hardcore history, and you're like, dude, come on, man. Shut the fuck up.
It was like 85.
Okay, so he could still be working in a...
I think he had retired. He has retired.
Was Eminem working there at the time?
Eminem was in there.
Eminem was there too.
Eminem was working, obviously.
True. Slamming the metal on the cars.
American Nightmare, though.
That was good, man.
That was awesome.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it was hard to call because I was trying to find like some weird loophole, and I was just watching it, being like, yeah, maybe.
Crazy. I don't know. Spoilers.
True.
Give it a watch.
True. Although that would be cool to do a podcast where we just summarize all of those things in like 15 minutes, where I'll save you all the fucking trials and tribulations. Here's exactly what happened.
Here's what's going to happen when you watch it. You're going to go, he's a fucking liar. She's a fucking liar.
Yep.
And then
you'll eat your words.
And then you're going to go, whoops.
An hour and a half later.
Our bad.